Welcome to The Big Top, the circus that is parenthood, the podcast where we explore the fascinating, challenging, and often unpredictable journey of parenting. Each week, we dive deep into various topics, offering practical tips, expert advice, and heartfelt stories to help parents navigate this incredible adventure. Whether you're a new parent, a seasoned pro, or somewhere in between, there's something here for you. Grab your ticket and take a seat. The show's about to begin. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Big Top. I'm your host, Caitlin Cote. Today, we're focusing on a topic that's incredibly important for so many families today, budget-friendly meal planning. With grocery prices skyrocketing and the pressure to maintain a nutritious diet, many of us are left wondering how to put healthy meals on the table without spending a fortune. This episode will be packed with tips and tricks for preparing nutritious meals that will satisfy everyone in the family, all while keeping that budget intact. We'll explore essential strategies for shopping sales, utilizing coupons, and making wise product choices based on where you shop. Plus, I'll be sharing some family-friendly recipes that are not only simple to make, but also delicious. Let's get started. To kick things off, let's discuss some key strategies for budgeting that every family can implement. First and foremost, planning your meals ahead of time can significantly reduce waste and save you money. Every week, I take a couple of minutes to review what ingredients I already have on hand, and I plan my meals around them. Make sure you take care to see what's expiring. This way, I know exactly what to buy, and I avoid any impulse purchases. Another effective way to stick to your budget is to shop sales and use coupons. I can't stress enough the importance of checking the weekly flyers and digital coupons before heading to the store. For example, if chicken's on sale, plan a couple of meals around chicken dishes that week. I remember a time when I scored chicken breasts for 99 cents a pound, and it allowed me to feed my family with two or three meals using that one purchase. Now, when it comes to meal prepping, I recommend dedicating a few hours on the weekend to cook up some staples that you can use in various recipes throughout the week. Dishes like roasted vegetables, grains, or even a big batch of chili can be utilized in multiple ways. For example, you can serve the chili over rice one day, turn it into a hearty soup the next day, and even use it as a topping for baked potatoes later in the week. Just last month, I was able to stretch my budget by planning our meals around ground beef, which was on sale at our local supermarket. I bought 10 pounds of ground beef and was able to use it in spaghetti, shepherd's pie, one pot pasta, and chili. So for 10 pounds of ground beef, I was able to make 4 to 5 meals for my family of 6. This isn't even including the leftovers, which my kids are all too happy to eat. This not only minimized waste, but it also made our dinners exciting because we were able to try different recipes with that one main ingredient. Now let's talk about simple recipes. One of my go-to family favorites is a stir fry. A basic stir fry can be made with whatever vegetables you have left in your fridge, paired with rice or noodles and a protein of your choice, be it chicken, tofu, or even leftover beef. If you don't want to go the stir fry route, you can go the ramen route and add things like boiled eggs, vegetables, or everything bagel seasoning, which is a hit around my house. Another quick and easy recipe is that chili that I mentioned earlier. You can usually use ingredients that you already have in your pantry. It's quick to throw together, and it usually stretches for quite a few meals, depending on how big a recipe you make. So the basis is going to be ground beef. My family uses a pound of beef and a pound of sausage, but you're able to mix and match however you see fit, using up whatever you have. We also use onions and jalapenos, and then cans of tomatoes. Whatever kind you have in your pantry is fine, but I personally prefer the petite diced and then the crushed. You can rinse those cans out with beer or with beef broth. Now to thicken it up a little bit, you're going to add a bit of tomato paste. And then for your beans, my family prefers 2 kidney beans and 1 black beans, but you can add whatever you have in your pantry or whatever your family prefers. So seasonings are going to be 2 to 3 teaspoons of chili powder, and then 6 dashes of cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/4 a teaspoon of cayenne if you like it a little bit spicy, and then 2 to 3 tablespoons of brown sugar and 1 teaspoon of salt. So at the very end of this recipe, I do like to add an ingredient that a little different, so people are not so sure about it, but I like to add 2 teaspoons of yellow mustard. I've just found that it gives an interesting flavor to the chili in a good way, and my family personally enjoys it. So once you cook all that down, I use my Instant Pot, set it on manual pressure for 20 minutes, and it's super easy to just set and have it cooking while you're cleaning up your mess in the kitchen. But at the very end, if it's a little bit runnier than you would like, you are able to add a fourth a cup of instant potato flakes. This helps to thicken it up. And again, this chili can be used for multiple different meals. You can add it over rice, which is something that my family does commonly, or you can add noodles, or you can add it as a topping on that baked potato that we mentioned earlier. So it's very versatile, very easy, and usually pretty cheap to make.
Another great tip I've come across is to plug the ingredients in your fridge and pantry into a website like Supercook. Supercook will take the ingredients that you input and generate recipes that utilize the food that you already have in your home. Now, let's shift our focus to nutrition, particularly how to prepare healthy meals without breaking the bank.
Next, we'll hear a soundbite from a YouTuber named Lucy, who has her master's degree in biology with an emphasis in health and nutrition. These are the foods she said we should be looking for when we are shopping in the grocery store with a budget.
Some foods are undeniably healthier than others, and these are the foods that you should be having most of the time, and I'll talk about what that means a little bit more in a next point. So these mainly include whole and minimally processed foods such as all the fruit and veggies, whole grains like brown rice and whole wheat pasta, oatmeal, buckwheat, bulgur, quinoa, beans and legumes, nuts and seeds.
Research for nutritionists emphasizes the importance of choosing inexpensive yet nutritious ingredients. Common examples include legumes, whole grains, and seasonal vegetables. Now, beans and lentils are not only affordable, but packed with protein and fiber. They can be used in soups, stews, or as a meat substitute in some recipes. This makes them very versatile. Whole grains, like brown rice, quinoa, and oats, are economical and offer numerous health benefits. They can be the foundation of several meals from breakfast to dinner. Purchasing vegetables that are in season often results in lower prices. Planning meals around what's currently available can help keep costs down while still ensuring a healthy diet. Overall, when it comes to saving money, these are what I would consider my best tips. Buy in bulk. Purchasing staple items like those greens and legumes we talked about in bulk can help save money over time. You can also buy the large packs of chicken and freeze what you're not going to use, and the same goes for ground beef, pork chops, or any other proteins you may be using. Use coupons and store loyalty programs. Take advantage of discounts and deals available through grocery store loyalty programs and any other stores in your area to maximize your savings. I know that when I personally was on WIC, I would shop at Winn-Dixie and do all my WIC food at once to maximize the points I earned, since we earned a percentage back of the total. A $200 grocery trip paid entirely by WIC could result in $10 to $15 worth of points. I would then be able to use those points towards groceries that WIC did not cover. I found this the most economical and smartest way to use my WIC. Plan your meals around sales. Before meal planning, check local flyers to see what items are on sale and plan your meals accordingly. Our family will shop different stores to get our grocery list. In our area, Winn-Dixie usually has the best deals on meat like pork chop and steak, while Sam's bulk prices on chicken thighs and ground beef are better. Aldi's usually has the best prices for produce and basics like rice and beans. These strategies can help families create delicious, nourishing meals while adhering to a budget. Remember, healthy doesn't have to be expensive. It simply requires planning and creativity. As we wrap up this episode, let's quickly summarize what we've discussed. We covered the importance of meal planning up front to save time and money, the value of smart shopping during sales, and how to make the most out of your food budget by utilizing leftovers creatively. I hope these tips will inspire you to take control of your family's meal planning and budgeting. By implementing even just a few of these strategies, you can make nutritious meals for your family without overspending. Thank you so much for joining us today on The Big Tap. If you enjoyed today's episode or found it helpful, please share it with friends or leave us a review. Happy cooking, happy saving. We'll see you next time.